Godspell is a modern musical adaptation of the gospel according to St. Matthew. 20 million people around the world have seen Godspell on the stage. Now Godspell is a movie. The message of Godspell is timeless, but prepared. Its mood and its music, its joy and its love are the gospel according to today. Get ready for Godspell.
You come to me? I need rather be baptized by you.
Day by day. Day by day. Oh, dear Lord. Three things I pray.
Question to ask you. The baptism of John, was it from God or was it from man?
We do not know.
Then neither will I tell you by whose authority I act.
Libidies, doing what they pour under the curse.
Are in harmony.
Your life is
never
bad.
Growing old, never feeling
your
old.
Your prospects are worse. Your wife is fine.
Down,
and crying. And
mountains
all of trees and dying.
They can't take it with them.
While creditors weighing your purse.
Your
mood and your role.
Of the meat, cushions on the
sea.
How
the deep blue.
Where
the fur. You'd bet that jumps
at the sea. Which is warm
and not set on you. Don't forget that when you get to heaven, you'll be blessed.
You get.
It's all for the best.
Drink. This is my blood. The blood of the covenant shed for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you, I shall never again drink from the fruit of the vine until I drink it again with you in the kingdom of my Father.
And I have a very special guest with me here tonight. Say hello, Tracy.
Hello, everybody. Happy Easter and Passover.
That trailer is just such a beautiful summation of a preview of the musical, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, the opening kind of medley of Godspell. This is a great movie for the season, as we'll make clear, and you'll see if you're watching her.
Yeah. This Well, we'll get into it as the movie starts, but this has a long and storied history before it was even put on as a play or a movie.
Yes.
And if you have the DVD, get to it, but let me get ready here. But yes, we've been preparing for this because this is a very special movie for Easter because both of us love this musical.
Yeah, it is. I would like to add briefly that there are a lot of religious movies in the world, and I have respect for those who like them, and boy, I've sure seen a ton over the years, but a lot of them have such a solemn tone, a serious, which is all well and good, but this, I think this movie really expresses the joy of Christianity and the joy of Jesus, and you'll see as it goes on.
Yeah.
It's very uplifting.
Very, very uplifting. And we and make sure to your 000, which shows the Columbia Pictures torch. And we shall get it ready and start with us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play now. Okay, this started out as a master's thesis and
yeah.
A highly improvisational play in, where was that again?
At Carnegie Mellon University?
Yeah, Carnegie Mellon in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the master's thesis of one John Michael Tebelak.
Yeah.
Gosh, wait, oh, I'm sorry, did you want to, should I talk more about that or wait?
Yeah, this right here is the Golden Gate Bridge. The reason that this movie looks cloudy throughout this movie is they had to film this early, early, early in the morning before anyone got up so they could get the shots of an empty city. Because if you notice when it shows a crowded city, there's none of that mist. And here we enter with John the Baptist. And when I was a kid, I turned it on and I was like, wow, this movie is just silent. When I first seen it, they cut out that bit right there at the very, very first on the version I seen. And you said you seen a version on TV where they cut out the scene with the Pharisees.
The first time I ever saw it, they cut out the Pharisee scene, which as you'll see, luckily that was the only time, but it's a very vital part of the movie. I think it was cut for time.
And that jawbone of an ass, which they just showed on there, was what King David used to slay the Philistines. And now we're introducing the cast. What?
Good.
Yeah, in the Bible they say something to the term of that he smote them with the jawbone of an ass.
Right, it was even called Jawbone and Mule afterwards. I forget the name of Hebrew, but yeah.
Like I said, here we are introducing the cast in their normal jobs.
Yeah.
The biggest change from the Bible story is that one of them isn't a tax collector.
Well, come to think of it, I just thought of it too. This is based on the book of Matthew.
Yeah.
And if you'll recall, Matthew was called by Jesus from his tax collecting booth. Tax collectors, real quick here, were not a very popular subset of people that back then, because they taxed nearly everything. And so he was unliked, but Jesus like called him out of his normal, you know, everyday life, just like he calls the people out, you'll see, in the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
And it's all set in, well, 1970s time, but it's a timeless play. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
How it's been adapted in different ways. But yeah, these people get caught out of their day-to-day life as well. And here's a dance studio. We have another character who's a dancer, obviously.
Yeah. And no, that's not Eric Idle, even though it looks like it. Now this bit, I would smack a person down for this, taking away my book. And speaking of books, why is someone who believes in the Lord reading James Joyce's Ulysses?
Well, Joyce was somewhat religious, ironically.
Yeah, but Ulysses is a bit of a randy book.
Oh, yeah. I can't deny that.
And here's the first time that one of the characters, our character, sees...
Oh, yeah, this is good. She's window shopping. Really beautiful jungle animals in a window display.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You remember those where if you wanted like copies of something for studies or something?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I would not leave an open book in the middle of a counter like that just cause of something like that.
Yeah, this is a big no-no. You could argue she shouldn't have had it out at work, but still, yeah.
Yeah. There's Beverly D'Angelo. Do you see her in the baby blue hat? And that is Lynn Thigpen, who was all in all different things, but most of our generation Generation X would recognize her from Who, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, yeah, and the voice of the DJ and the Warriors, too. Even before, here's a John the Baptist sighting.
Yeah. I love this transition the best. Just cause we don't see no music or anything, it's just that she's spinning down and boom.
Yeah, that's effective. I agree. And they're all called, like I said, from their average jobs and pursuits, being a student, a dancer, a waitress, somebody that works in the garden.
Well, that is really how the apostles were. They were common working folks who dropped their jobs to follow Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Whether being a civil servant, a fisherman, or whatever.
Right? And right there, it's showing their job.
Yes.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
And this really is kind of what happens when you have a spiritual moment, you know? Like, you know that your life is never going to be the same after that.
Yeah. And look at everybody just starting to smile.
Yes. It really is you know, this is a cliche, but it is a feel-good movie for sure.
I don't know how many people notice this, but he's holding a hand of an angel.
Yes.
He passed away. Just look how happy everyone is once they get baptized.
Yes. Yeah, this is a joyous scene for sure. And I took some notes on the location. This is Bethesda Fountain in Central Park.
Now we have our whole cast except for one.
Yes.
There he is. And you were saying something yesterday, how you love that when Jesus shows up before he's baptized, that he's in shorts.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I also like the way he and John the Baptist, their eyes just kind of lock. And there's something that's going to be up here.
Spirit and fire. I love that. I'd rather be baptized by you.
Yes. Yeah, this is an insane. Victor Garber as Jesus.
Yeah,
one of
he played him in the improvisational thing, the Canadian production, the New York production, and the Broadway production.
Yeah, in my own studio session today, he really was in the first Broadway production, too,
yeah. And I love that he has a Superman symbol on his shirt.
Yeah, I know. That's been copied by a lot of other productions. And they don't always do it, but yeah, it's neat.
It's a mountain in the skies. And the reason they had the guy who played John the Baptist come over, because he has a pretty complicated role in this movie, as we'll see as it goes on.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, interesting trope that we have the same actor playing, what is it, David Haskell, did you say? Playing John the Baptist and Judas Iscariot later.
Yeah. And this is another scene, if you can tell, where they filmed it at the break of dawn. Because there is the morning mist.
Yeah, I like the use of natural, very natural light.
Yeah. And I've heard and read stories where they had to clean up the park, clean up all the needles and all that.
Oh, good. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that as yet, but that's true.
Just think, all of that is really not there anymore.
That's what I hear, Alas. Yeah, it's pretty different. It's still startling to see any city this bare.
Yeah.
You know, clearing it up for the set and the production.
Mm-hmm. mercy when the people, Lord, the people. Hey, Daniel Tiger. And yes, Mr. Rogers was a fan of this play.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I do love the way she has the tiger puppet.
Yeah. I love this because you get a song, then you get a parable.
Yeah, and that's kind of the structure, yeah, the songs and then the parables. Because I found out, too, that when they first did this, the original thesis was they wanted to reapproach the biblical parables and text with the innocence of a child. I'm quoting Carol DeShears, The Godspell Experience.
Yeah.
And they told the actors to play with the material, be loose, and improv. Improv is the key.
And in the Canadian production, which I mentioned, Martin Short was in it, Gilda Radner, Eugene Levy.
That's amazing.
And this was the main place of the play, the main stage, if you look up old productions and pictures of it.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, from what I, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously on stage you didn't have these sweeping city vistas, but they had a very versatile set.
Yeah.
Composed of a hodgepodge of stuff. And the one live production I saw was, it wasn't, you know, this detailed, but it had like the tables and the junk and different musical instruments and things like that, that, you know, very, very loose. They can do a lot of things with the stuff, with the props.
There's the first parable. And I love how he's, it just shows different, like, fun children's paintings and hippie-style paintings, but it's really God anointing them with oil.
That's a very good point. I actually, I had not thought of that. Yeah, that's, I can see that. And again, the dialogue is pretty much, I mean, yeah, there's other dialogue too, but a lot of this is verbatim, like straight from the Gospel of Matthew.
Yeah, it has Victor Garber's Jesus as a teacher.
Yes. Yeah, the enthusiasm they listen to him, yeah, the enthusiasm they display is just, it's just awesome.
Yeah,
the
they never lose
know,
that childlike innocence.
Exactly.
Like
that's this. Right. That's one of the things that Tebelec wanted them to do, is approach it as, you know, a child kind of thing, experiment and play with the text and the, you know, the play and all. Improvised music.
Yeah. Found instruments. I still don't know why they had to cut down basically a 1 hour and 40 minute movie to fit in a 2 hour time slot.
Why? What was behind that?
I don't know. I'm like, God, aren't you happy enough with 20 minutes for commercials?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
It's just wonderful to see this without commercials.
Yeah, yeah, a greedy debtor. Is it, what is it, the parable of the greedy debtor?
Wait, what are we up to now?
And I love how Lynn Thigpen is saying this like a southern brown, southern black creature.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good touch. I like that.
Pennsylvania license plate.
That's kind of a neat Easter egg, too.
Yeah.
I did not notice that before until yesterday.
I love it because it's pretty much him saying thank you. You know, to where he, remember where he started from.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of a tribute to Pennsylvania and my extension to Pittsburgh, I guess.
Yeah. And I shall pay in full. And I love how they use the D's and dithers and dials in this.
Yeah, they keep the language pretty much. I mean, they sometimes break into modern accents or modern language a little bit. Yeah. It makes the gospel just so, I really do think it makes it accessible to everybody this way, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is one sermon you're not going to fall asleep at through, you know?
And I love how they change their voices and all that.
Oh, me too. I like the multiplicity of accents to make this even more interesting.
The other servants were
deeply distressed when they saw what had happened. And sit down. They ran and told their master the whole story.
Mm-hmm. No! Accordingly, he said,
the man.
He said to him,
I'm show your fellow servant the same pity I show to you.
In case you're wondering, that voice that he's doing right now is Peter Lorre.
Yeah, not a bad one, either.
Yeah. And this is one of your favorite songs, isn't it?
Yeah, one of my favorite songs in this musical is coming up. Yeah, I know it's the big one, but still. It just knocks me out to this day. Day by day, that is.
And there's no breaks in it, too. It's just
breaks?
Boom, 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 boom. No.
Oh, yeah, the film in general, it definitely, yeah, narrated, holds one's attention for sure. and, a musical and a movie.
And everybody gets a song.
True. Yeah.
I love that. Put up the peace sign in the three.
Yeah, that's as simple as the three things.
Day by day. Oh, dear Lord, I pray.
Please. Just go into it.
I love this. This is so funny and so sweet.
It is. Nancy did a lot of creative things with this little junkyard set. Very much so.
And like a, and this is like a mix of musical, pantomime, a little bit of mime, a little bit of mime in it too.
I thought so too. You can definitely tell that some of the cast have had mime training, I thought. And the childlike glee of some of these numbers is just...
Yeah, it just makes you want to grin.
Yes.
I try to watch this every Easter.
Now, I watched it last Easter, and I think it's a good tradition, you know?
Yeah. Not for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Man who wrongs you. This is the first when you start getting hints of the transition.
Yes.
Step by step, inch by inch.
No, yeah, I didn't think so.
Hello? Good scene.
But still, that look on his face when Jesus slapped him.
I know. I guess he does kind of literally turn the other cheek to it. Yeah, he took the lesson to stay embraced. Yeah. This is good to the sheep and the goats parable.
I think this is biased and racist against goats, but that's just me.
Oh, no. So it's like goatist?
And then he was yeah. You have my father's sentence. I want to come into the kingdom and the world was made. But when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked and without a home, you took me to your house. And when I was ill in prison, you came to my aid. When I was hungry, you gave me food. This is so touching. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, Balloni.
And he was saying again, anything you did, one of your brothers, however humble, he did for me.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. On you. John was over there with
the goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was leaning on the parapet there.
Hill.
With light. If your eye is bad, your whole body will be darkness.
Well, I guess my eyes darkness then, since I have to wear glasses. Or does he mean it that way?
Well, it might not be quite what he means.
Okay.
That's an old one.
Tell that to Robert Tilton.
What's that?
Tell that to Robert Tilton. Oh, where did you say that this was filmed, hon?
This particular scene?
Yeah.
The one coming up for Odell Man. Oh, yeah, we're going to the Andrew Carnegie Mansion, believe it or not. Which I don't know the whys and wherewithals of that, what they use it for now, but...
Well, maybe if you was a better player, you'd be in Carnegie Hall one day. Foolish
This is a cute song, too. Turn back, oh man. We've got the Sean Tuse / Mae West / Josephine Baker kind of thing going on here.
Yeah. Mae West.
They have a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah.
Snapping around, yeah.
Yeah, turn back, old man. Turn back, old man, forsake thy foolish way.
Right, okay, so it's trying to get on the path of good. Yes.
Turn back. Ye shall turn back before it gets too late for salvation.
Okay. That would make sense.
I love this.
It shall be said.
It was right in here that we preparing this, we noticed that until a certain part of this movie, he's always smiling no matter what.
Great. Yeah, he's very, very positive Jesus. But I know he has some serious times, as we'll see.
Count the days.
This is great too, the cast coming down the staircase here. I think they utilized the sets really well.
My God broke away. Your left hand is doing.
Yes.
Must be in secret. A
secret.
Now, if good enough is telling us all right now is that there's about 100 million little tiny angels about yay, and they all take short...
Little tiny angels?
Silly, they'd rather go... That's not what the good mass is telling us.
It's your heavenly father who sees what is done in secret. He will what?
Reward you!
Thank you. There once was a very rich man who dressed in purple and the finest linen.
Lazarus.
Every day he feasts on his...
Oh, okay. We're up to the purple Lazarus, the poor man, and the rich man. All right, okay.
Yeah. This is just zoom. That's one other thing about the movie. It just zooms by.
It really does. Yeah. Yeah, I have to, like, remember that we're doing commentary. It's so easy to get into the movie, though.
Yeah. Well, why did they go black when it says the dog licked his sores?
Even
whenever I get a little bubble on my toes, guess he tries to clean it all the time.
You're a dog princess.
Yeah, they don't want it
That's
to get infected,
they
so they clean out the sores.
This is true. Sadly, dogs weren't always revered in biblical times.
Hey, Frankie!
Looked up, and there, far, far away, was Abraham. At last, close
beside. This is cute, all these simulated Hades in heaven, you know.
Oh, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Then Lazarus had dipped the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue. I'm in agony in this fire. Let's go and clear it.
Remember, my child, that all the good things fell to you while you were on earth. And all the bad to us. Lazarus.
I love the girl that's doing Abraham with that, like, a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
And it is you who are in agony.
How did you take this as a kid as much as you like strawberries?
I don't know. Maybe with hot sauce, it actually would be a torment of sorts, though.
Yeah, here's the weird part. You see ketchup all over the pies.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the ketchup on her face?
I don't know. That's a good point. See, to me, eating hot dogs in heaven, I'm not a huge hot dog person. I don't know. Just saying. Yeah.
And,
this is a good song, too.
Yeah, the director of Lynn Thigpen's second movie was supposed to show her entire face as she played a radio DJ. But he liked the way her mouth moved and her smile so much that her entire role was done as a close-up as she talked.
Yeah, the Warriors, I take it?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild, too. I don't know. I might have been tempted to show her whole face because she was a lovely woman. But I, on the other hand, I can see the logic.
I know,
there,
but she was just
know?
So good in that.
She was.
The Warriors, that Island from Pony, who tried to have all that trouble going back home. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. She was classic. Yeah.
And we were looking up, but every one in this cast went on to do a lot of TV and other things.
Yeah, they did, and I was impressed how many of them are still with us, too. Yeah.
I think the only one who, the only ones that I know that have passed are Lynn Thigpen and the guy who plays John the Baptist and Judas. He died of cancer.
Oh,
that's
a Stephen Haskell person. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
He died of cancer in his 40s.
Yeah, you know, I had, as further research too, I had looked at the 2015, I think, revival of this, videos from that, and they showed Victor Garber, and he looked wonderful. I mean, that's almost a decade ago, but he was very enthused that Godspell was being revived, and he said it's timeless, and today's kids can make it their own, which I would agree with that.
Yeah, that's
so,
one of the things that the director made sure to do. Is to make it into a liquid play where the kids of each generation could make it their own.
Exactly. Exactly. That was
and that is, well, Rolling Stones have played there. That's the round.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. The Beatitudes.
Right here is the switch.
With the David Haskell character.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is pretty much takes place after the death of John the Baptist by the wishes of Salome.
No, actually her mother a bit, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, nothing. But yeah, that family did him in, sadly. And Jesus was pretty bummed about it.
It says Ken.
Exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in the kingdom. A little serious moment.
When you feel
sad. This is a tap dance song.
Yeah, this is pretty neat too.
And the song they really wanted to banned this movie after 9/11 2002, right?
I guess so. That's what you had said. It took place in, 2001, but there was some controversy afterwards, I gather.
Yeah, they wanted to get rid of any movie, any photos, any reminder of the World Trade Center.
See, when I first saw this, I didn't even realize that this was filmed near the World Trade Center. I had just always known about it.
There's even a poster of King Kong from 79 that changes it.
I think I heard about that, but that would be hard to do, though, because the World Trade Center is such a big part of the 1979 King Kong.
I love that. It shows them falling in this big pool, and then, big fountain, and then, boom, he's in this pool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really fun little vaudeville number. Yeah, he's casually floating in the pool. That's pretty good. The one production that I saw this live, they did this song with little vaudeville hats and canes, even.
There's the world clock.
Yes.
Off, right off 42nd Street with that big giant billboard. Or is that Manhattan?
Well, this was filmed primarily in Manhattan, right? Except for the basic set on Randall's Island, or
yeah,
something I had read. Oh, and I read that Stephen Schwartz, the man who did the music for this, he wanted Jesus and Judas to have a number together so that you could see that they really were close at one time, he said, and so that you could be invested in what happens later, the whole tragedy of it. But here they're still friends and everything is still hunky-dory, so to speak.
Wait
a minute, that's no answer to the question. Can I promise you to answer the question?
No.
No. Take the plank from thy eye before you remove the speck from your brother's.
Then he thinks it's like a riddle, yeah. And it's really a teaching.
Do you think they could get away with it nowadays, basically filming in a whole city like this?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Can you imagine the insurance and all that? Having to hire police to block off people?
Maybe they could. There are a lot of different laws and such now, though. I mean, I'm a little naive about that, but...
And there is the Twin Towers still being built.
That's just wild.
They wanted to remove that shot. Because they wanted to get rid of anything that would remind them of the Twin Towers.
I think some of that has died down a little, but you're right. It's been airbrushed out of certain films and shows. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the hysteria on that was a little, yeah.
How dare you bust a balloon?
Yeah.
I love this right here. Good old slapstick.
Yes, that's a good use of it. It becomes like a free-for-all. Everybody's mad at each other. Love your enemies. That's such a hard pill to swallow for so many of us.
Yeah, and pray for your persecutors.
Everybody makes up and we're on to the parable of the sower.
Yeah. In the 90s, you would not believe how many religious bookstores were called the mustard seed.
Yeah, I guess a lot of them were. And I do remember, too, the mustard seed necklaces. Like, you would have a little mustard seed and a pendant.
Yeah.
To symbolize faith, you know?
When I first brought this up, that the movie would move by so fast.
No, I mean, it's obviously it's a good film, very good film, but yeah, it really is too long, even faster than the last time I watched it.
Yeah, its main competitor when it came out was the movie adaptation of Jesus Christ Superstar. Which I've always complained had one truly great performance. The guy is Judas.
I got into that before, just a little. Cause that's, yeah.
This one is stacked from top to bottom. Everybody is great.
I agree. I mean, I know that we may be, like, over-appraising, but how can you not? You know, I agree. Jesus Christ Superstar is a good musical, but I don't know. I think this one has just aged better songs. Like you just pointed out, instead of one good performance, there's, you know, like 12. So
yeah.
To me, this is just better. But I think the whole structure of it being contemporary, and as Victor Garber pointed out, as I said earlier, you can do the same thing with 2020s clothing and improvise. You could do the Book of Matthew when you do a production of this. And if they did a film remake, they could do the same thing, just make it in the clothes of today and use it. Yeah, it's timeless, I think. You can adapt it easily.
Yeah. And plus, there's such a sense of joy to it.
Very much so.
And Jesus Christ Superstar is a very downbeat musical.
Right. I mean, I know there are parts of the gospel story that are downbeat, and this and that's in this too, but so many productions of Jesus' life and of, you know, interactions with the disciples miss the joy, you know, the freshness of his teachings.
I'm just sad that this one really isn't revived as much as Superstar.
Yeah, I know. And Pittsburgh did it. I think the Benedum did it up my way in Southwestern PA. They did it about 5 years ago. And
I couldn't get tickets for some reason. I can't remember what was going on, but it's not revived as often, and that's a shame. Yeah, I agree. I hope a new generation will discover it. Well, they just, like I said there, they just had a production on Broadway in 2015, so that's been about a decade, so maybe it'll come around again. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you said something yesterday about how much you love the silent films and stuff used in this segment.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is very creative. Yeah. They're actually at the Cherry Lane Theater in this, which I don't know much about, but... Now, the prodigal son, another great story that we can all relate to in some way, I think.
And that scene right there was from DeMille's The Signs of the Cross. And I love how Jesus covered his eyes when they showed that girl's booty.
This is a clever device using the film within a film like this, too.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus playing the piano is cute, too. My favorite comedy bit in here. I said, kill it! Oh, the cow?
Yeah, calf. What is it? They used to serve it, calf liver.
I am not sure. I know for a guest there's a lot of instances in the Bible where they
Yeah, I know
calf.
It, but I'm just forgetting the name of it.
Yeah, that I do not know. A rather feisty, fatted calf in this.
I love that with the ear wiggle.
Yeah.
You Yeah, because they didn't have no barbecue sauce. Hey, you gotta admit, that's something to be mad about.
What's that? After running through wild women and his entire inheritance, yeah.
Yahoo Dibbity. I love that third wall breaking. Blah blah blah, said the father. Dead now. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
That is original.
That's my boys.
I want that cowboy hat.
That's cute.
And then all of a sudden they're outside again.
Yeah, they keep moving. It's very kinetic production.
Okay, here's when the movie starts to get dark.
Yeah, we're getting there. That's true. This last half hour, we're going to have more of a, yeah, darker turn.
With the Pharisees. As a paddle.
That's true too. That would be okay. Like air broom and an air guitar.
This has some wine.
Sounds good.
I love you. Yeah. Dixie cups.
They toast each other with the Dixie cups. That's cute.
I'm having a stroke. And look how thrown together this is.
this is a wild departure in tone. Yeah, I think this would kind of scare a kid, this Pharisee creature.
Yeah.
But it's effective, though. Very cool, Jesus.
Shall not kill. That one's always been pretty much high up for me.
Well, that's implied with love your neighbor, because if you love your neighbor, you're not going to want to hurt them, you know? I mean, that's a very good point, but
yeah.
And treat your neighbor as yourself, the golden rule.
Oh, that's why he gets mad. This is the moneylenders.
Exactly, it's the Pharisees and the moneylenders. Everybody that like puts commerce over true religion and true spirituality.
You're a father. Father. You're all brothers.
Right. Even as a little kid, I always looked how Jesus like just took down the Pharisees, you know?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Well, I love it. It's just junk they got in the graveyard. Hubcaps, trash bags, two rakes. Vacuum tube.
They did a good job of making this scary upholder of the bad parts of the law, making it very frightening. And then they start pelting him with trash and taking him apart. It's wild.
I mean, look how easy they're tearing it apart.
Yes. Which would imply that it's not, is the Pharisees' religion is not on a good foundation, I would imagine. Get it toppled.
Maybe I'll put it together.
No, you'd do better than that.
I love it. Stones the prophets and murders the messenger sent to her. How often have I longed to gather your children as a hen gathers her children.
But you would not let me. And so I tell you, you shall never see me until the time when you say blessing on him who comes in the name of the Lord.
It has begun.
Yeah, they all look a little stricken by that. Thank you.
Oh, but it's shown him walking among the weeds.
Yeah, he's in total contemplation here and prayer and maybe some discouragement, sadly. Yeah, the followers look serious too.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Can you take me with you? For my hand is cold and he's
you know that this song has more of an Irish ballad with it?
Yeah, I had not thought of that. Yeah, actually it does.
Like Paul Giovanni and Pentangle. Those are two different outfits.
It is kind of like that, actually. Yeah.
Let me feel the road. I can dare myself.
Man, yeah, this is, they all know something's up, but they don't know what.
Yeah.
And the harmony of their voices is just gorgeous on this. Very touching.
It just seems like he's sad. He knows what's coming up in the net, you know.
Yeah, it is with the impending, you know, the past shit and all. And...
Yeah. And
everyone's leading up to that.
They paid him 30 pieces of
silver. A betrayal.
And from that moment, he began to look out for an opportunity.
That's what we're talking about. It's very hard because he plays John the Baptist, who in the book of Matthew is Jesus's cousin by his mother.
Right, yeah. Yeah, cousin and close friend, right? Yeah.
And they had to have someone to replace him once Judas died.
Yeah, that was later. They drew lots for
I mean,
What's that?
John.
Yeah.
Another scene, she ought it to break a dawn.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is a song that's in the movie, not in the play, right? Not the original productions.
Yeah.
I do love this song, too, though.
Bastard.
They scramble and frolic past graffiti. That's cute.
Now it's a city of man. Well, this is some of the last moments of happiness as a family they have.
Yeah, it really is.
Because right now they end up where they started at.
Yes.
The junkyard.
Oh, that's where they go back to that. Yeah, with the chain link fence and the set and all. Yeah, that's true.
There's the palm where they got baptized.
Yes.
Well, fountain.
Well, yeah. For our purposes, it could be a pond or a fountain. It's a fountain, but yeah. Symbolically, a pond or a fountain.
Sorry, my southern was showing. Concrete pond. But yeah, they're retracing all of their steps that they've taken in the movie.
They are actually, yeah, like a full circle.
And you notice now that it's getting to the last part of Jesus' story.
It is.
It
yeah.
all takes place at night.
Yes. Yeah, this is the first time I ever watched this. It was a little jarring to see this at night. I mean, this scene rather.
Yeah, everything else is so bright and.
Right, exactly. The contrast is amazing. They're back at the original set, the site of former Happy Times and teaching and all. We're going around for the Last Supper and all.
And this is in the book of Matthew. They all have to go into hiding, and this is what this represents.
Oh, it does say? I kind of thought this was maybe, yeah, okay. So I thought this was kind of like just the pre-Last Supper talk, but yeah, that could be, yeah, I see. Last year when I watched this, I don't know why, but I just teared up during this whole scene. Well, I kind of do know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he's getting them to hide for their safety, but he is keeping all of his,
he's
not hiding.
Yeah, he knows it's inevitable, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, well, it does cover the last temptation.
It pretty much covers the whole Gospel of Matthew in such an original way, yeah.
I tell you this. One of you among us will betray me.
Could it be me, Lord? Could it be me, Lord?
Probably me, Lord.
Chuck a wine.
Could it be me, Lord?
Could it be me, Lord?
Did you notice what he just called him?
The
I missing?
Rabbi.
Oh, I didn't catch that. And earlier he said, don't call me Rabbi, yeah.
Yeah, instead of Jesus. And I did check, yes, this is the Hebrew for what he says in English.
I wondered.
That's
cool that you did. That's good.
Produces my body.
Nice.
Taking of the Eucharist.
I miss doing this. I haven't taken communion in a while. And I want to, I can't, you know.
The blood of the covenant shed for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you, I shall never again drink from the fruit of the vine until I drink it again with you in the kingdom of my Father.
Come on, drink it.
I love that. She gave the kitty a little drink.
I love that. Yeah. That's right.
I'm just so sad, them saying goodbye.
This kind of symbolizes all the talk he gives them at the Last Supper, I think, you know, and like anointing them in a way to go on. Oh God, this is going quickly.
Yeah. Aww. Sing a song. This song is taking from another older song.
Is this one of the Episcopal hymns that they based a lot of the songs on, or is this something else?
Yeah, well, if you remember, it's the newer version of it in The Harder They Come, but by the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he wept as he remembered Zion.
Yes, yeah, which I forget which psalm that's based on, but yeah, exactly, that is in The Harder They Come as well.
That's how we first heard it.
Right.
One, Judas's traitor. Judas turning them in. And two, them falling away. That's the second one. Now, what is the third? What is the third time that he talks about?
The third time? What, when they're in Gethsemane? Or?
Wait, he says it right here.
Okay.
That's cool. Here we are in the last temptation.
What? Could none of you stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and be spared the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Just willing with the flesh is weak.
Here we go.
You will betray me three times.
Not possible for this cup to pass me by without my...
What is the third time?
Man does not live by bread alone. He lives on every word that God utters.
This is a flashback to the temptation from Satan, right, in like Matthew 4.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be the final temptation.
Right, right, okay, I getcha. Dramatic silence.
In that line, if you are the Son of God, why dost thou not throw you down? That's what one of the criminals who was hung up with him on the cross said.
Right, the mocking one. It was either him or one of the teachers of the law that, mocked him on the cross that said that. That's true. Police car.
We're pretty much here.
This is so devastating because he and Judas were so close earlier.
And I love, look on his wrist, the red scarves.
Okay. Which symbolizes, you had said.
Well, they'll show it in a moment.
Oh, right, right.
And look at just the torment and torture in Judas's eyes right here.
I know. It's heartbreaking. He's already filled with regret.
Friend,
do what you have to do. Quickly what you have to do. Focusing a lot on them red scars.
They do, yeah.
Put down the sword. He who lives by the sword dies by the sword. He was not supposed that I could appeal to my heavenly father, who would at once send to me 12 legions of angels. You take me for a bandit, that you come after me with swords and cudgels. Day after day I sat teaching in the synagogue, and you didn't come after me then.
See, look, what did he tie him to the fence, a.k.a. the cross, to with?
Oh, right, with the scarves. Yeah, okay. This is, even though it doesn't show him, like, traditionally stripped and stuff, this is just such a touching... It's just harrowing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's such a simple song. Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm bleeding. Oh, God. You're bleeding. see Mel Gibson, you can show the horribleness of the crucifixion without doing what you did.
Yeah, I agree. Without being overblown,
God, you're dying. Look, the black boy is really actually crying.
Yeah, a couple of them are. Yeah, this is harrowing.
And look, he's smiling again.
Agony, it's
not
a loose
thing, I went off,
of course.
Yeah. The sun's back, and what's the song?
Wait, I think I'm just a tad bit.
What?
Just got out of the movement. I'm sorry. It's the sun again. Yeah, okay. It's the sun again.
Long live God. Long live God.
It's tragic, but so beautiful, this song. Yeah, definitely.
Long live God.
Gently take him down.
And look how he lays in their arms. With it?
Huh?
Not talking to you.
This is gonna say the first time I saw this, I found this incredibly moving. I wasn't sure how they were gonna handle the
end.
They do a good job.
And we end up with the same song that started this.
Yes.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Yeah, even though this is so tragic, they're taking the message, they're spreading the gospel to the whole world like he wanted them to. That's how I take it, you know?
Yeah.
He's changed their lives forever. That's awesome. So there's like light and hope even in this ending.
Yeah, and I love this. They go around the corner and
yes.
The life of the city starts again.
Yeah, here we go. It is wild.
If we just pan past.
God, here comes Modern Life again. Yeah, that's jarring, but it's also very to a wild effect.
Yeah, very jarring, but yeah. That always intrigued me that it basically takes place in its own little world. And
yes.
In between there, you know, there it is. Victor Garber, Katie Hanley, David Haskell,
yes.
Meryl Jackson.
Who is still with us too, Meryl Jackson.
Yeah, Joanne Jonas, Robin Lamont, Gilmer McCormick, Jeffrey Milet, Jerry Soroka, Lynn Thigpen.
Oh, it was blessed with a great cast. They just worked so well together for...
Yeah, and I love this whole thing where it's like every time, it's like every 2 minutes or so, it just switches to a smaller square.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but it's a good effect. Yeah. Definitely.
Picture within picture within picture. You know, picture within picture.
Okay. That would make sense. Yeah, it was made in 1973.
By My Side is the one created for the movie.
Okay. Oh, okay, I get you.
I am just so glad that I got this at Pittsburgh, and there was like a piece of paper inside of it, which it fell out, and I lost it, that said, this play was originally da-da-da-da-da, and it had like a little bit of the history of this play and movie.
Yeah, that's what she said. That's pretty neat, too. That's a wild coincidence.
Yeah.
Entirely in New York City, I imagine.
Yeah, I love this. The music continues as the film fades to black.
Yes, that's a good effect, too.
That was just good movie, period. And perfect for Easter without getting overly solemn like a lot of the films that they call Christian films nowadays. And back then. Because you know me, I'm a great fan of the trashy Christian exploitation films.
There should be more. Well, I have heard good things about the Jesus Revolution. I have not yet seen that, but it just seems like I talked about the other night, a lot of religious films that come out today do have that overly solemn quality, which, you know, there's a place for that, but there's also a place for the joy. Yeah, and especially the joy of, well, even if you're not a Christian, this is a great movie. Whether it's, if you're, I know this might sound a little weird, but whether you practice Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, whatever, there aren't enough religious movies that have this kind of happiness.
Yeah.
I really do think that.
And deals with the love of, you know, the love that Christ gives us and the love that we,
yes.
Just, you know.
Yeah, it really is about how being a Christian can change your life in a positive way, you know? I really think that.
Yeah.
And I have a cousin who is an agnostic who just adores Jesus and adores his teachings, and he's also a fan of this movie, and I just think that it's an incredibly positive thing.
Oh, this is just a great movie.
It's one of my favorite musicals, if not the favorite, and this is just also my favorite Easter movie. I'm prejudiced, I guess, but in its favor. But
well, there's not that many, like I said, non-dour, or then you get weird ones where people are like, oh, Meet Me in St. Louis is an Easter movie. No, it's a Christmas movie. They just have that one Easter song in it.
Yeah, well, I can see that argument for Easter Parade, but yeah, not Meet Me in St. Louis by a long shot.
Well, it has that one, you know, fun to find the donut and on an Easter morning.
Well, but still, I think they're kind of stretching that.
Yeah. And it deals really good with, one of my favorite movies of all time, The Wicker Man, deals into, too, which is the nature of sacrifice.
Oh, well, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, the religious sacrifice.
Yes.
But that's for another day or another birthday, but, well, I've done that so many times it ain't even funny.
There. I can kind of see the parallels there, though, yeah.
At least the dark side, the Godspell, to me, is the Passion of the Christ, because they focus too much on the suffering and the torture of Jesus. No?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of think that movie has its good points. It's based on a passion play rather than the Gospels. And those passion plays were noted for that sort of thing. So this is what people tend to forget. You're not going to have a balanced picture of the life of Jesus in that like you are in the Gospels or in something based more on them.
Yeah, but you don't have to take the violence to 11 either.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I know people love that movie, but I think it's too over the top with that. I really do.
And thank you to everybody for listening to this to us. And thank
you,
Tracy, for coming on and doing this with me. It's been...
You're welcome. I want to thank you, Steve. I am very privileged to have done this. I'm sorry if I was a little gushy at times, but it is a good movie.
Well, I got you because I knew you would be gushy.
I just can't think of many negative things to say about it.
Yeah.
It's a timeless classic that I think should be rediscovered.
And enjoy this holiday with your family and those that you love. And if you go to church, good for you. But if you celebrate it in other ways, as long as you celebrate it and the teachings of the Gospels, good for you.
That's right. Love your neighbor. Exactly.
And as we go off the air, I'm going to put on the song that I always put on. Yes, you probably already heard it on the other one that I did, but here we go with what I consider my Easter tradition for this show and to listen to is Jesus the Missing Years. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Jesus the Missing Years. It was raining, it was cold. West Bethlehem was no place for a 12-year-old. So he packed his bag and he headed out to find out what the world's about. He went to France, he went to Spain. He found love, he found pain. He found stores, so he started a shop. He had no money, so he got in trouble with a cop. kids in trouble with the cops from Israel didn't have no home. So they cut his hair and moved to Rome. It was there he met his Irish bride. They rented a flat on the Lower East Side of Rome. Italy, that is. Music publishers, bookbinders, Bible belters, swimming pools, orgies, and lots of pretty Italian chicks. Charlie bought some popcorn. Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. Things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside of 23 Skidoo. Wine was flowing, so were beers, so Jesus found his missing years. He went to a dance and said, "This don't move me." He hiked up his pants and he went to a movie. On his 13th birthday, he saw a rebel without a cause. He went straight on home and invented Santa Claus, who gave him a gift, and he responded in kind. He gave the gift of love and went out of his mind. You see, him and the wife wasn't getting along, so he took out his guitar and he wrote a song called "The Dove of Love Fell Off the Perch." But he couldn't get divorced in the Catholic Church. At least not back then, anyhow. Jesus was a good guy. He didn't need this shit. So he took a pill with a Coca-Cola. And he swallowed it. He discovered the Beatles. And he recorded with the Stones. Once he even opened up a three-way package for old George Jones. Charlie bought the popcorn. Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. Things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside it. 23 Skidoo. The years passed by like sweet little days, with babies crying pork chops and Beaujolais. When he woke up, he was 17. The world was angry. The world was mean. While the man down the street and the kid on the stoop all agreed to life stank. All the world smell like poop.
Baby poop.
Baby poop, that is. The worst kind. So he grew his hair long and he threw away his comb. Headed back to Jerusalem to find mom and dad and home. But when he got there, the cupboard was bare, except for an old black man with a fishing rod. He said, "What you gonna be when you grow up?" Jesus said, "God." My God, what have I got myself into? I'm a human corkscrew and all my wine is blood. They're gonna kill me, Mama. They don't like me bad. So Jesus went to heaven. He went there awful quick. All them people killed him. He wasn't even sick. So come and gather around me, my contemporary peers, and I'll tell you all the story of Jesus, the missing years. Charlie bought some popcorn. Billy bought a car. Someone almost bought the farm, but they didn't go that far. And things shut down at midnight, at least round here they do, 'cause we all reside down the block inside of 23 Skidoo. We all reside down the block inside of 23 Skidoo.
Happy Easter, everybody. Much love from us here at KSDAD Radio. Good night. Goodbye. Whenever you're listening to it.